Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, this is your host, Michael Sahir. We're
coming to you today with another segment of Words Made People from a very unique situation, and we thank God for technology. And we have with us our co-host, Brother Mustafa Abdullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. We're here today, as I said, from a unique situation. I'm in Chicago. I headed to a folklore event with Judge Shahid and his wife, Sister Brenda. Brother Mustafa, you there in Indianapolis. And when if one of the other two co-hosts come on, we don't know where they're gonna be at, but we thank God for technology and this modern age. So you're listening to Words Made People. I'm your host, Michael Sahir. And we're just going to have a conversation today about things that come to our mind, and we encourage you, our listeners, to call in with your comments about some questions. I'm going to a folklore event here in Chicago, and maybe if things work out okay, maybe I can talk to a few of the members of the folklore here in Chicago and have them live on the show. I can't guarantee that, but we're going to try that later on the show. But Brother Mustafa, you know, you are the one that's controlling the board, so you are the main host today. Are you ready?
Yeah, well, I'm striving to be ready, Brother Man. I'm striving to be ready. Inshallah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, yeah. Well, this is showtime here. In more ways, than one. Let us begin with a reading from the Holy Quran. Brother Mustafa, do you have any particular verse in mind you would like to for us to read?
Well, I'm gonna put on my reading glasses, Brother Imam, and I realized something last night while I was struggling to read over this Surah 94, Al-Shura, or Al-Inshura. I needed some stronger reading glasses. That's what I realized. So, but we're going to be patient with me, and inshallah, we'll get through this.
Yes, sir.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alam nashra laka sadrak wa wazatna anka wizrak alladhi anqadha zarak wa rafa'na laka zikrak.
Yes, sir.
Inna ma al usri yusra. Inna ma al usri yusra. Fa iza rakhta fansar wa ila rabbika farga. Barakallahu lazim. And then I read the translation, Brother Imam.
Surah 94.
With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, have we not expanded thee thy breast and removed from thee thy burden, the which did gall thy back, and raise high the esteem in which thou art held? So verily, with every difficulty there is relief. Verily, with every difficulty there is relief. Therefore, when thou art free from thy immediate task, still labor hard, and to thy Lord turn all thy attention. Allah speak mighty truth.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, that's the surah that contains that phrase that we often say, "Fa'ina ma'a usul yusra," the verily with the difficulty comes to ease. But you know, in the first ayat, it mentioned about the expanding of the breast, the sudur, And
yes, sir.
And also the word sudor sometimes is translated as heart, from the heart. But that's another
yes,
word
sir.
Also in Arabic that represents the heart, that's translated as heart, and that's Kaaba. And we would spell it with a Q, a Q-A-L-B, the heart. And that's speaking about the heart that's in the center of the chest. But when it says the door, that's referring to the entire chest cavity, you know, the entire. And so the door, it contains the cob or the heart. It's very similar to the person being contained within the society. You know, we are a person that's part of the society, but society holds us, or the community life holds us. You know, so Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you know, he had that burden upon him for what was going on in society, and he needed answers. And Allah said, "Did we not expand to you your breast and remove from you the burden that was oppressing him from his back?" And as he remembered, Muhammad said, when something is oppressing you on your back, he is saying that there's something in your past, there's something in your history that is a challenge for you. So Allah, glory be to God the Most High, in preparing Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, for this mission, he expanded his breast. He expanded his faith, but also he removed from him those issues that were in his past. And that's the beauty of life, or you may say religion. God, he removes, and while he expands for us our faith, he also removed from us those burdens that were oppressing us. Because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was oppressed by what he saw in his society. You know, it didn't make sense to him, the confusions and the sins and the abuses going on. So Allah removed that from him. You know, so, and then with that, he raised up Prophet Muhammad, and he raised him up in his character. He was raised up to a higher status in life. So, as it says there, and raised high the esteem in which thou are held. And then left a reminding promise, the fa'inna ma'a al-usri yusra, that with the hardship, because life is going to have hardships, but it says, but with the hardships comes the ease. Fa'inna ma'a al-usri yusra. And then it says,
can
twice.
I just read this?
Sure.
Go ahead, Brother Iman. Go ahead, Brother Iman. I just wanted to read some of the commentary to, you know.
Sure, go ahead.
Because I remember Brother Iman, Muhammad told us, good to read the commentary of the Quran sometimes. And this ties right in to what the Imam is saying. It says in the commentary, it said, the breast is symbolic of the seat of knowledge and the highest feeling of love and affection, the treasure house in which are stored the jewels of that quality of human character which approaches nearness to the divine. So that just goes in support of what you were saying,
yes, sir.
Brother Imam.
Yes, sir. That's good.
About Allah expanding the prophet's breast. And you were commentating on the difficulty and the ease.
Yes, because it's all connected, you know. It's all connected, you know. I mean, even with the different steps, you know, that we're talking about, you know, from being oppressed, you know, from to being having the burden removed, to having the chest or the expanded. You know, all of that is connected, you know. And bringing us from a state or a condition of being needy and dependent to a state of being able to be free so we can do the work that Allah has set for us.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. You know, so with the difficulty come the ease. You know, with all some even say that inside of the difficulty is the ease. That it's a package deal. It's a package deal. You know, so he's fighting them at Usa Yusra, getting them at Usa Yusra. It says it twice. You know, and then it says, even with that, after we get to ease, that we still look for work. We still look for opportunities to serve our Creator. You know, so it says when you are free from your immediate task, whatever the task may be, he says, still labor hard. You know, continue to work, continue to struggle. You know, and in doing this, we keep Almighty God, Allah, in remembrance at all times.
Yes, sir.
You know, so and it finishes by saying to turn all of our attention to our Creator, turn all of our attention to God. We say Allah in the Arabic language. You know, so.
Yes, sir.
You know, it is a beautiful reading that a person of faith can use of any religion, because we all go through a very similar process. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's the surah I chose to read last night, so I made sure I was familiar with it. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for highlighting those points for us today.
Well, thank you too. You know, and thanks to you too for sharing, because we all have something to offer. We all have a voice that we can add to the conversation. So,
yes.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. Yes. Yes, sir. So that we hear them put it up to the Folklore Center, the Women's Folklore Center here in Chicago. It's very interesting because for those who know that their home is right across from the house of our beloved President Barack Hussein Obama. You know, so we have we have to go. Matter of fact, they don't allow school so far. They got these big old brick barricades right down the middle of the street. You can't get through. Yeah, so we have to park over here and be very careful, because even though he's in Washington D.C., you know, this is still a very protected area.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we're right across the street from President Barack Obama's home here in Chicago, Illinois. And so we're looking forward to going over here and seeing what's going on, you know, with our brothers and sisters. And so we just going to keep talking here and hopefully soon I can have someone that I can give a little interview to.
Yes, sir. And since we're going to talk, Brother Man, we'll read a little bit here from Wake Up to Human Life, Imam Wallace Dean Muhammad, the book that he wrote, that he got together during his lifetime. And we'll talk about it a little bit, Brother Man, if you don't mind.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, we'll start reading on page 16. The name of the book is Wake Up to Human Life. And I'm starting here in the middle of the paragraph on page 16. But he meant to us, only human beings was made to come out of their mold. We should be thankful to what created us, that we were created with more freedom than anything that exists. We have more freedom than anything that exists, and look what we have done with our freedom. We have made the city a virtual hell in the life of most decent people. We have done that with our freedom. Yes, sir. You can commentate on that, Brother Imam?
Well, you know, urban life, city life, is a big challenge for humanity. What comes to my mind is that we see many people, leaders, I should say, you may have to think a while to see this. You may not even agree with it. But they are really asking for forgiveness for how they have abused the environment, how they have abused the environment. They have abused the soil with pollutants and toxins. They have polluted the water over the years. For the industrialists, they have abused the human being because they had unfair labor laws, or they had no laws. You know, they had the unfair labor. So the city of life has really been oppressed in a lot of ways in the past. But if you look at the last 15, 20 years, you can see them now trying to correct things. You hear what's called OSHA to protect the workers from being in unhealthy environments. And we see the social leaders, social scientists, you may call them, they're trying to repair the bad conditions that they have placed upon us, society. So the city life and the urban life is quite toxic in so many ways. So we'll hopefully that will be able to help what you're asking.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna put myself on hold for a minute, and I'll be right back. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll be right back.
Continue reading. Okay, then I'm gonna continue reading some of the commentary of Brother Imam W. Dean Muhammad on page 17 of his book, Wake Up to Human Life. Imam said, "This is prophesied that this would come. But I've said that things are returning, and we have to return to the way it was before. We are not going to do away with these cities and the modern comforts we have. Let's not be crazy, people. We are going to keep all of these comforts, but in terms of how much of this responsibility I should accept is my own life for my own condition, we need a big change. We cannot live in these cities anymore and say, well, this is my house, my yard, and that is the extent of it for me. My job and this are the extent of my world. No, every step you take from your house to your job is your world. Every step you go away from the job and the home, that is your world. Wherever you go on this planet, that is your world. This was true even way back when man had not created his world, and there was nothing but the natural world that we say God made. God made all of this, and there is nothing except in man's history and in man's work that tell me this earth is not mine. We paid for the ground we are standing on now, and we knew we had to pay for it. But this is what is on the minds of a lot of our youngsters right now. The world is pressuring our youngsters so much and making their lives so miserable, and they don't have the wherewithal and idea of how to cope with this thing. So then they depend on their own thinking. And what do they say? Man said this is his. This town belonged to him. Man says, I cannot sleep on this ground. But this ground was made for all people and not just for the man. So you have a movement against the system by these youngsters who reject the whole system and condemn it. And they are not the first to do that, our African-American young man and the Hispanics and others. Back in the 1960s, it was the Ivy League, high up white children who rebelled against their system. The system. They was intelligent college students who started living off the wildlife and refusing to even go to stores and buy food. Their parents would have kept supporting them even in the way they were. But they were so much against the world as it was developing that they decided they would reject the world and not accept anything from it. Something caused you to go back. Enough pressure will cause you to go back. When we go back without guidance, we go back and down. But if we go back with guidance, we go back and up. I am speaking from guidance. I am not speaking from Wallace. The man tells us he's speaking from guidance, and we hear him say that often, you know, that he's being guided himself. He listened to the Imam of Wallace Dean Muhammad. So any comments or words, please be free to call in and let us hear your voice. We read commentary of Imam Wallace Dean Muhammad here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 714-816-4673, and we'd be glad to hear your comments. Brother Imam, do we have you back? Okay. I got some more here I want to follow up with the reading here.
Yes, sir. I'm back.
Imam. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Let me know when you get to a
Imam,
point where you want to pause.
Okay. I want to talk about what Imam said. When we go back without guidance, Brother Imam, we go back and down. He said, but when we go back with guidance, we go back and up. When you go back with guidance.
Yes, sir.
So he was speaking on, you know, the pressure that society has on our younger people in society now, not just the black, but all young people, you know, the pressure that society has on them. We have to go back with, you know, we being guided, trying to teach them from what I'm getting from this commentary.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, sir. And he said we need to go back to the innocent human person. You want to know where that person is? It is in the arms of any new mother. The new baby that the mother gets into her arms, she gives to the father, and they hold that future. The new human being. He says that new human being is ready to be guided aright. And then he goes on, Brother Imam, and talks about how they used to, in the criminal laws that we had in the great United States of America, though it only stayed here temporarily, not for long, a law that allowed them to sterilize the really hardcore and bad criminals. Brother Imam, he says, they believe as scientists that criminology could be inherited, but science changed and brought back in the belief that, no, every child is born free of any criminal mind. They believe that no child was born with a criminal mind and had to stop that practice.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Yeah, is it all okay if I take a moment to introduce one of the folklore people to the listening audience?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. This is she's very well known in our community around the country. Her name is Joelle Carson, and she's been in the Chicago area for maybe about 20 years, and she's very familiar with Ibn Muhammad, and he was very fond of her as well. So at this time here, we got to get a phone to Joelle, and she could say a few words of a hello. No, just say hello. It won't be an interview. Just a hello.
Hello, I'm happy to greet everyone. My name is Joellen Carstens from Chicago, Hyde Park. Actually, right now I'm standing right across the street from President Obama's house on Greenwood Avenue. and we're having a lovely gathering in our backyard for Muslims, Jews, and possibly a couple of Hindus and Christians who would like to build a better world by building bridges between one another.
Yes, sir. We're glad to have you. It's our honor and pleasure.
Yes, sir. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, she just wanted to give the greetings. I think she's, I'm just a little bit busy. I'm kind of surprised with the phone, you know. So,
yes, sir.
But I know she's worked with us for almost 20 years now. Yeah, hold on. She got, okay, hold on, please.
Yes, I'm a member of the Focolare movement, which is started in the Catholic Church during the Second World War to build bridges among people who could be considered enemies to one another. And it developed and spread all over the world, and now we have more than 2 million people who are trying to, in their own place of work, their own family, their own neighborhood, trying to build bridges of unity with other people, just very simply. So about 20 years ago, we got to know Imam W.D. Muhammad, who is, as you know, the leader of a great movement of Muslim Americans. And we clicked immediately. So Focolare and Muslims, followers of Imam Muhammad, have been meeting together for years. And now we're expanding it to include Jewish friends and people of other religions who would like to work, you know, be together with us, encourage one another to reach out to every neighbor, that every neighbor is a brother or sister in the human family. As Imam Muhammad used to say, we are one human family. So I hope all of you can feel encouraged by this and join us sometime. I'll pass you back to Imam Muhammad.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Joella, you know, for sharing that with us. We also have with us some Muslims. We have Muslims here from the local area as well. We have with us Sister Layla Muhammad. We're going to ask her to share a few words with us as well. So at this time here, we have Sister Layla.
Yes, peace be unto everyone. And thankful for this opportunity. We're here at the Focolare House on a beautiful day. The day exemplifies our relationship that God has blessed us with the Focolare.
Amen. Allahu
Akbar. Yes, God is greater. And
yes,
Brother Mikhail, he just said that I should say a few words about this event and why we're here. Well, firstly, this is one of many, and it's a tradition now of us coming together with the Focolare for events like this, eating together, sharing experiences, et cetera. And, but this one specifically, this encounter is specifically in reference to our recent visit to Italy and the recent visit to the Vatican, where I specifically was able to have an audience among 20 people with Pope Francis.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. It's interfaith going on all over the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's very important. You know, just recently I was having a conversation about the scientific discovery that I think took place in the 70s, where they found the first bones, to be said just bluntly, from the first human being, and they named her Lucy, and they found it in Ethiopia. They put it on exhibit in Texas, and what they said was that Lucy is the mother of humanity, and Lucy was an African. So this conversation I had, we came to the understanding that we are all African, and so alhamdulillah, we're one family, you know, and that circumstances, yes, one family, one family, and this is what, yes. So this is what this situation is. Today is a beautiful day in Chicago. It is very lovely. And we're here with our family.
Yes, well, one human family has a lot of tellers in the Quran. We was as one. One. So shall it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes. Well, I thank you again for the opportunity, brother. And inshallah, we'll continue this work. Like our imam said, we cannot stop now.
No, ma'am. We have to keep going.
Perseverance, yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, great. Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah, brother Mustafa. So I have to admit, I have not heard what she said because I was going around trying to get some other people here that can share some thoughts as well. But if it's okay with you, I know you were doing some reading. I didn't want to interfere with that, but I did want to capture some of the activity going on here because I may have to sign off in about 15, 20 minutes. So,
okay, then we have a call on hold.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead.
And take that call. Yes, sir. You live with us here at Blog Talk Radio. Words make people. Hello? Well, maybe you just calling in and listening. Did you have a question or comment? We got a call from 516 number, brother email.
Yes, sir. Well, maybe they just called in just to listen.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see if I can get Paloma. Yes. How you doing? Good. Well, I want to bore you for about 2 minutes. I'll be live on the radio, on the internet, and just say some words about your thoughts about today's event and all that. This is Paloma. She's the director of the Female Folklore Center here in Chicago, in the Midwest. But this is Paloma.
Hello, everybody. We are having a wonderful gathering here today. We are around 60 people of the three Abrahamic religions. There are Jews, there are Muslims, there are Christians of different churches, and we are just meeting for a time of friendship to discuss also what we have lived together until now and what our next steps on dialogue will be, because we feel that this has changed our lives, this dialogue, in many ways. And we want to be a witness to this and also see how we can do bring this to more people in the future. So I think this is the main purpose of our gathering. We are here under a splendid sun and at different tables on the lawn, just enjoying our moments together.
Yes.
Thank you, Paloma, for sharing those thoughts with us today. So we're here. We're having a wonderful time. We have Jews and maybe some Hindus are here.
They're not here yet, but they are coming.
Yes. Okay, good. Yes, so good. So I'm going to mingle around a little bit. I'm going to find some other people. Yeah, I'm going to sit down and enjoy the food.
Okay, then we're going to take a short break here and play a song, Brother Imam, and come back. And we'll finish reading from the commentary of Imam Waladin Muhammad, Wake Up to Human Life.
Okay,
sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. back to another episode of Words Make People. We're here live on internet radio. We got the host, Brother Mustafa Abdullah. I'm working the boys today. And Brother Imam Sahir, he's co-hosting from Chicago. He's at the Four Calorie Gathering, interfaith gathering that Imam Muhammad started. Him and Sister Carol Lubick. It's been going on for several amount of years now, so they are there in Chicago enjoying themselves in this good weather, picnicking and socializing and interfacing together there in Chicago, Illinois. We have been reading from the commentary. Hello?
Yes, sir. Brother Mustafa, if I may, because I'm going to have to go here shortly. Is it okay if I get in maybe about two more interviews here from the people who are here at the Folklore event? And then I will be leaving here shortly. We have with us from the Jewish community, Ms. Emily Soloff, and she wanted to give greetings to our listening audience and maybe share some thoughts, whatever may be on her mind, you know, about the relationship and what she sees as what's going on for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I'm very happy to be here. It's a wonderful backyard picnic with about 50 people, Muslims, Christians, and Jews, everybody eating and getting along and talking. And what we're hoping will come from this is further engagement in our communities, that we will be able to get to know each other better, and in getting to know each other better, be able to work together on good projects, common cause for the common good.
Thank you, Emily, very much for your comments. And can you tell us a bit about the Jewish community, which where you attend and all that, please?
I work with the American Jewish Committee, which is the oldest human relations organization in America, and my particular work is in interreligious and intergroup relations. And I got to know the Focolari about 10 years ago through a friend who was Catholic, who said, I have to meet the Focolari. And through the Focolari, I've had the privilege of meeting the African-American community, Mikal and others, and we have been at various meetings together and at the Focolari meeting in Valparaiso. So it's been a really exciting, wonderful opportunity to develop relationships, to get to know people who I wouldn't get to know otherwise and who I'm very pleased to know and get to know and understand.
Emily, thank you very much for sharing that with us. We've been together on a number of occasions in Valparaiso. For a number of years now, I lost track of how many years. So thank you for your wonderful comments. And I'm sure tomorrow's going to be a better day for us than today. Thank you. Okay. So if I may, I'm see, can I get maybe about two more people here? And then I'm trying to find someone who's not too much engaged in eating. I'm here with Gary Brando. I'm about to put the surprise on him. I'm on a live radio show right now, this very second, and you're going to say a few words. Yeah, Gary don't know this. Gary's going to say a few words about today's event, a little bit by himself, you know, and our hopes and plans for tomorrow.
Well, this is a surprise. Hello to everyone. My name is Gary. I'm with the Focolare, and we are here in Hyde Park in Chicago, where we are just beginning an interreligious dialogue meeting, or we could say an interreligious friendship meeting, because we are all brothers and sisters here. And this is, we have a number of members of the Muslim community here. We have some from the Jewish community and then some Christians, mostly from the Focolare community. So we are looking very much forward to this. And I wish you all the best. I'm running out of things to say, so I think I'll pass the phone back to Mikal. Let's see if he's back.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for them comments. Thank you for sharing with us.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Yeah, I'm going to get a few more interviews here then. It happened to be this meal time at the same time as my radio show. So I figure I'd get two for one. We all, and this would be archived, and when the show go off, you can go online and listen to it. Yes, but thank you, Gary. Wait a minute. Did you tell them who you were, your role? Good. Okay. And you are the director of the Midwest Zone? Yes. I just told them. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Yeah, good. Okay, we're going to move along here. And if I may, I'm going to ask Sister Brenda to speak, say a few words to our listening audience about today's event.
Assalamu alaikum. We're happy to be in. We're happy to be in Chicago with the Focalori, a wonderful Focalori friend. We're sitting here having a wonderful array of international foods, which is just wonderful on this beautiful day. And you know, we're always happy to spend time with our Focalori friends because, you know, of the unity that we have, the unity of spirit and the peace. So we thank Allah for our relationship. So what we're going to do now is pass the phone around for others to make comments. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Omar, Chicago, Illinois, at the Ifrin Baha Cultural Center. We're here on 50th in Greenwood, enjoying our company with our fellowship with our Focalori people. It's a beautiful day. We're here because of the event that they had in Italy, and we're here to talk about what had happened in Italy and what the event was all about. So far, we're just sitting here having a good conversation, good times with friends, and enjoying the good food that they have here at the Focalori House. So I'm going to pass the conversation on to somebody else.
I'm Alice. Okay, I talk like I'm talking on the phone. Okay. This is new for me. Okay. Yeah, we're having a beautiful day, I say, with wonderful weather and beautiful people, and Mikhail is handling this. And
yes, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was the host. I'm talking back to you. Okay. Yeah, well, I think I need to do a little introduction before I hand you the phone. But that was Alice, and she lives here in Chicago. And whenever I see her, I was thinking about Jen Rose because her son was one of the singers for a while with the Focalori group for Jen Rose. I first saw him over in Rome back in the late 90s, and he was singing with Jen Rose.
Right.
In Washington, D.C., when Imam Muhammad and Carrie Lippert met in Washington, D.C. So we want to thank you very much for your comments. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think people, they are kind of caught off guard. So, Brother Mustafa, I think I may, with that I may be with you about 10 more minutes. You want to talk some more about the commentary? Then I join you for 10 more minutes, and then I'll let you bring it on home.
Yes, sir, inshallah. I'm going to do the best I can do.
Sir.
Yes,
sir.
I was reading over the commentary with Imam Wazim Muhammad here in Wake Up to Human Life, and just wanted to get your input on something he said here, where we need to go back to the innocent human person.
Yes, sir.
That'll solve a lot of our problems, you know. And going back is what I'm thinking about, going back, when he said going back with guidance, going back to ourselves, finding our own original self and sharing that amongst other people, you know, to get us away from all these distractions that's causing all the problems,
yes,
you know, with this inner city life, the pressure that's on these youngsters now. Not just on youngsters, older people, too. They got a lot of pressure on them with, you know, gas and food study rising and your paycheck still standing the same. So we have to try to figure that out amongst ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. you know, and what you're saying really ties into where I am now. We're not just coming together as Muslims, Christians, and Jews just to be nice only. Of course you're going to be nice also with people of faith. But the original soul of all human beings is one. We come from one set of parents. Adam and his wife, commonly called Eve, we come from one set of parents. And as the Quran says, Allah made us tribes and nations so that we can get to know each other. And this is what we're doing here today. And so we are recognizing, saluting the common soul that God put in all people. Yes, you call yourself Christian. Well, be a good Christian. You call yourself Muslim, be a good Muslim. You call yourself a Jew, be a good Jew. But don't forget that common essence that God put into all of us, that original connection. Once that is recognized, I salute that in you, and you salute that in me, and I nourish that in you, and you nourish that in me, and I'm not looking at your title, are you Muslim, Christian, or Jew. I'm looking for that original essence. Then the urban life, the problems of the urban life will be greatly reduced because we will be respecting that original human essence that God put in all of us, regardless of race, regardless of gender, religious titles. No one can deny that in our original makeup, God made us all those who submit to him. We thank God for that. You know, and we thank God for that. You know, this urban life, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he was having the issues he was burdened with, it was in the urban life. It was in the city life. But at the same time, if we work through the difficulties, even inside the urban life, we can begin to meet and greet each other with the respect. I don't care if the person is a drunk laying down in the gutter and they have relieved themselves laying in the gutter. Still in that person, just that human essence that God put in him while yet in the womb of his mother. If I can overlook that he's drunk or whatever, and still reach out to him as a creation of God, in time, it's going to dignify him to where he don't want to be seen like that anymore. And all the other issues and problems, all this murder rate going on, you can only pull the trigger on another person and kill them when you no longer see either in yourself or in them that original good human essence. So these kind of events today is the folklore and other events that we do. It's about not just coming together to have cookies and punch and say, oh, I love you, I love you. It is clear that I recognize in you the human essence that God put in all people, and let me recognize and salute the goodness in you so the good can come out of you, and you recognize the goodness in me so the good can come out of me, and then the shortcomings that we both may exhibit either way, we still can look at that and say, let me help you with that. And you have me with my shortcomings. And then the urban life will be much better for all of us. I hope that time worked too long, but, you know, it just, you know.
No, sir.
It just, I'm not sorry. I'm happy. I'm very happy. Alhamdulillah. Yes. You don't know. They got this song going on now. I'm happy, you know. I had yet to really study that song, but you got everybody saying they're happy. So for no other reason, that's good. You know. So like a room without a roof. I ain't figured that one out yet. I'm picking like a room without a roof. Well, that sounds like the masjid in Mecca, where the Kaaba is. That's a room without a roof. Well, maybe we're doing okay. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. So, if I can be of use, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Saying the commentary of Brother Imam, you know, it supports what you're saying, and you can hear the Imam language in it. You being a student of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, the commentary that I have been reading over, it just goes along with all that you said, you know.
We have studied Imam Muhammad, and I pray that he has taken root, not just in my brain, but in my soul, down to my toes. Because so we have to take his message, and we now have to be the ones to promote it and to share it with other people. So alhamdulillah for that. And you too, yourself, you are an excellent student of Imam W. Dean Muhammad.
Yes, sir. I love to read his writing and commentary. It just amazes me some of the things I can go and read over. I can say, man, wow, I was at that meeting when he said that. But then some of the commentary he tell us, you know, this is stuff that he's been teaching us for years, getting us ready, you know, for this point, to bring us into this innocence, to knowing ourselves.
That's right.
To knowing ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know what? But before I go, you know, I like to be a man of my word. And I had promised this one brother I was going to have him say some words on the show. So if it's okay with you, I got to find the brother now and let him say a few words. I don't want to be one that gave my promise and then didn't keep it.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So would it be okay with you?
Yes, sir. It's okay with me, brother. Now.
Okay, sure. Let me get in here real quick, because I don't want to be one to make a promise and then not keep it. So if I can. You ready? Yeah, this is Brother Lawrence. And maybe we can get live on the radio, on a radio show. You start talking about today's events. You tell who you are, where you're from, you know, and then just a couple of comments. And so here we have it with us, Brother Lawrence. As-salamu alaykum. Hello? Okay, this is Lawrence Najib. My name is Lawrence Najib, and the assistant imam at the Hikam Bahar Culture Center at IHS 2525 West on 71st Street. And this event that we're attending is a multi-religious gathering, and for what I see and what I'm experiencing, it is really a wonderful experience to learn about, you know, other people's culture and other people's beliefs. It's not so much as a debate, but it's more or less in a family setting where there's plenty of food, plenty of ethnic food. And it's really nice to experience different foods other than your own, you know, from your ethnic background. So I think this is really great, and it actually sort of kind of bring people together, you know, in a setting where we get to know each other more or less on a personal, you know, basis. So I thank Almighty God for this, and I hope he continue to bless us to be able to carry it on this type of event in the future. Thank you very much. Peace be upon you. Hey, thank you, Brother Lawrence, here for your comments. And we're just trying to make the best of what we have. We have with us also Sister Birgit. Where are you from? She's from Germany. She wants to share a few words as well.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Birgit. I am from Germany. I've lived in Chicago for the past 6 years. I am Catholic. I work in a graduate school for theology here in Hyde Park, Chicago. And I'm here at this interfaith event with people from different religions. They are Muslims and Jews, especially, and Christians. We're also from different countries and from different ethnicities. And we are having a great time sitting outside, having a picnic with each other. And it's really just being like a big family. And I think what is very encouraging to me is that you see here, like, how many people are we? Maybe like 50, 60 people? Yeah. And you just see so many people together who are sharing a meal, that you really have hope for the, you know, for the future of humanity, that we are able to live in peace, that we can get to know each other better and respect each other with our different cultures and religious backgrounds, and work together for a more peaceful world for the future. So that's why I'm here, and we are having a great time, and I hope the next time you can join us.
Thank you very much. And lastly, Brother Mustafa, we have with us Father Tom, and you with the, well, he's a Franciscan priest, and he wants to have some words too.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a Franciscan priest. I'm here today because I believe in the unity of humankind, the family of humankind, and it's always a pleasure to be with people of different faiths. And so I'm very happy to be here for this. So the first part of our program, we share food, and then the second part, we share more, speaking to one another.
So thank you, Father Tom, and we appreciate that very much. It just shows you the wide variety of people we have here from the Jewish community, the Catholic community, the Christian community, the Muslim community, and it's just a very special moment. So, thank you for your patience with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, if it's okay with you, may I be excused?
Yes, sir, brother Imam. We're going to take a short break here and play some music, and then we're going to come back and read some more of the Imam's commentary, Imam Wazim Muhammad's commentary. We'll share that with our listeners today.
Okay, thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
With the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, Allah tells in the Holy Quran, Surah 49, Ayah 13, O mankind, I created you from a single pair of a male and a female into nations and into tribes, that you may get to know each other, not that you may despise each other, but the one that's more close to God is the one that's the most sincere in his worship. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. By being a Christian don't make you better. By being a Jew don't make you better. And by being a Muslim don't make you better. See, God gave us our different colors for a reason. God gave us our different languages for a reason. God gave us our different cultures, societies, for a reason. And I believe it's the will of God. And man can't change. What makes the sun shine? Turn round and round. What makes gravity pull to the ground?
Leave it alone.
What makes the bird fly? Who holds it afloat in the sky? I say it's the will of God. And man can't change it. Who brings the rain down? And give life to the dead ground? I say it's the will of God. Who makes the days and who makes the night?
We can't change
it. I say it's the will of God.
We can't change it. You better leave it alone. We can't change it.
Who sent all of the prophets to the whole of humanity? I'm talking about from Adam to Muhammad. May God be upon all of them.
We can't change
it. I say what's the will of God. Man can't change it.
He can't change it. He better leave it alone. He can't change it.
Who give us the fruits and the vegetables so that we enjoy?
He can't change it. He better leave it alone. He can't change it.
Who give us this air to breathe?
He can't change it.
I say it's the will of God.
We can't change it.
Man can't change it.
We better leave it alone. We can't change it.
I say it's the will of God.
We can't change it.
It's the will of God.
We can't change. And man can't change. You better leave it alone. We can't change. It's the will of God. We can't change it.
When I knew nothing, you bluffed thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Welcome back. Assalamu alaikum to another episode. I think we have about 42 minutes left here on our Welcome Back to the episode of Words Make People here on Blog Talk Radio. You with your host, Brother Mustafa Abdullah, today. We've been listening at the Imam enjoying himself there in Chicago at the Folklore event, where we're doing interfaith there in Chicago with Christian and Jews and Muslims, and I think they said they might have some Hindus visiting this year. So interfaith is good. We're glad the Imam is there representing in Annapolis, enjoying himself in this beautiful weather. We're going to continue here with some Wake Up to Human Life from Imam. Couple of interviews with some people there at the Folklore Picnic. And so we're going to get back into the commentary or email W. Dean Muhammad. We'll do some reading from his book. I said, Wake Up to Human Life. We're on page 26, where the Imam tell us, he says, I think that the whole world of Muslims need to understand Islam is freedom, justice, and equality. Now, Islam wants excellence for human beings. The same as Christian Judaism, all of our great religions want behavior excellence for human beings, excellence of the human nature that we have. If there were conditions, circumstances to feed it and help us realize our excellence or experience growth of excellence for our human life, for our soul as human beings. The topic here is how Islam proclaims man's common excellence. Proclaiming the excellence of man's common life, that is what Islam is. Proclaiming the excellence of man's common life under God, that he should serve the community of mankind as a servant of God. What we perhaps need more than anything else in this world today is the innocence that God created us with and that all of us are born with. Some of the organizations that I am a member of, when we meet, the leaders often mention the need to achieve transparency. We have in our holy book the saying, enter the door on hands and knees with the nose and forehead touching the floor. All of that is expressed in a little short phrase in Arabic. Enter the door or enter the gate in submission. But that is not enough just to say in submission. I think when we describe it clearly and literally, it gives us the meaning as I have just given it to this honorable audience. There is a growing awareness amongst these leaders, like the leaders of this organization that you mentioned me, being a part of or a representative of the World Conference of Religions for Peace. And I've heard our leader, Dr. Bill Vainley, mention the need to achieve transparency. There's hope for us in the world as long as we have leaders in these organizations organized for peace, not only at home, but peace everywhere on this planet Earth, and for justice everywhere in this planet Earth. We know we have many such servants serving mankind under God as servants of God, working alone or working with their friends in their neighborhoods or working with their associates, their colleagues. The world always has hope as long as we have such persons who have achieved or are trying to achieve transparency. Interfaith, what we're talking about today. The picture of the world leaders today is shameful, and that is saying the least. Whether the picture we are looking at is the picture of the Asian world or European world or African world or the American people, we are looking at a very shameful picture. Imam said, I recall in my childhood, older women, while they were observing the behavior of children, they were said, that boy is riding to the core. Now, we should never become riding to the core. We have in our holy book, the Quran, the saying, Your death and your resurrection is likened to that of a single soul. The more our world works to meet human innocence, the more it gives itself to moral corruption of the human thought process. I'm going to read that again. The more our world works to meet human innocence, silence human innocence, the more it gives itself to a moral corruption of the human thought process. Soon the loss of transparency brings on death of the whole society. So we have to think about these things that our imam have shared with us, and we have to make these things known. And we have to let the people know who brought this to our attention. Imam is waking us up. We have to be transparent. We cannot lock ourselves in a box. We cannot be what we call fanatics, you know, just wanting everybody to believe as we believe, as soon as we believe. Sometimes it takes other more time to accept what we're trying to teach them or to accept what we believed in a long time ago. We think they, you know, people should get it, you know, all at once. But it took us a time to develop. Allah allowed us to go out and get the guidance and come back and share that guidance with our loved ones and family. So that's what we have to do. We cannot forget our loved ones and family, because the Quran tells us that. Save yourselves and your family. And we have to do that. We have to go out and get the guidance, and we can get the guidance from studying the Holy Quran, studying the life of our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And I have gotten it studying the top seers and the lecture of Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad. So we have to support that as being his students. We're going to continue here today on Words Make People. We're going to take another short break and get off into some songs. And we'll be right back with you. Just be patient with us. It's a slow process. And I'm just trying to give the people what they want. That's all we're trying to do. Be patient with us. Yeah. My first week on the board, so please be patient with me. Pray for me. And hopefully we'll get this thing together and I'll be a little bit sharper at it next time, inshallah.
above that make the world go round. Words make people check out the words that make your world. It's words that make people, and people that make the world go round. Words.
Father, and you continue to bless me, and I time to thank you, Lord. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for my father. Sisters and brothers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the earth. Thank you for the rain and snow. Taught me when I knew nothing. You blessed me, Lord, when I had nothing, Lord. I want to take time to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We'll just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment Day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
We'd like to welcome you back to Words Make People here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here in Indianapolis with your host, Brother Mustafa Abdullah. We thank you today for being patient with me and allowing me to share the commentary of Imam Wallace Deen Muhammad, our leader and our advisor. I would like to share with you, because we enter our last 11 minutes here, and I would like to try to get through this last part of the commentary that I would like to share today. We read, what we're doing is trying to wake up to human life, trying to wake the people up to human life. And I would like to share this commentary from the Imam's book, Wake Up to Human Life, page 34. Nations allow loss of moral morals will hurt masses and leaders. In al-Islam, emphasis on behavior is very strong. You know what I'm saying? In al-Islam, emphasis on behavior is very strong. Muslims are not to behave any kind of way. We can't follow the world of cultural trends that take us from life to death, back to life, and then to death. To me, nations that permit that kind of cultural life to control the lives of the masses of people and the leaders also will fall victim to it. Because the common denominator for all of us is our moral life, our sensitive soul that God gave us, our emotions, etc. And no one is safe, no matter how educated we become, no matter how powerful we become. No one is safe from that danger of losing his soul. If we allow the influences that are against the health of the soul to take over the life of the public or the life of society, in my opinion, we are no better than those ancient nations that regulated their societies by the kind of logic or that kind of insight into the nature of human behavior. I believe that it is time for this great world that has advanced us in science and technology and also in human nature. We have become more socially mutual because of the great advance we have made in the science and with our particular experience that we have with our democracy in the United States of America. So my prayer is that we study the society, study what governs our society, and get the devil out of our society. The Imam said, peace to you. Assalamu alaikum. So that is our commentary this week from our brother Imam Waladin Muhammad. What we're working on here at Words Make People is waking up our human life, waking up people, getting them to come and join in on worshiping Allah in the right, in the correct way that we feel, and not trying to judge them if they choose another way. If they choose another way, we just ask them to be good, be the best at that way that you choose, because we know Allah is one, our creation is one, and this world is going to be just as one. So we have to continue to believe and put our trust and faith in Allah. We're in our last 7 minutes here in Indianapolis. Our masjid is located at 2040 East 46th Street. It's just a little west of Keystone Avenue here in Indianapolis. Please join us each and every Friday for Jumu'ah at 2 o'clock. Join us for our weekend, Sister Clara Muhammad School starts at 10. I think my girls leave home at 10:30. So it starts around 11 o'clock. Our Sister Clara Muhammad School. We'd be glad to have the kids to come out and enjoy themselves. Looking forward to that. We have Talim on Sunday at 3:30. And then we have advanced Arabic class that starts around 4:45 on Sundays. So please come out and join us here in Indianapolis. We'd be glad to have you. We will leave you with degrees of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And we let you enjoy yourself here with a little music to take us out today. Trying to wake up everybody. Trying to wake up everybody. So bear with me. Like I said, make dua for me. To our Muslim Lord, let's make a short prayer for me that the next time I be in charge of the board here or hosting the show, that I'll be a little bit more familiar with our music. So please be patient with me. Trying to find something that I show enough like and that I know you are like. We go back to Wale.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.